Hachette Audio presents Intangibles, Unlocking the Science and Soul of Team Chemistry. Written and read by me, Joan Ryan. Dedication to Mike Kruko. Introduction. The contribution of team chemistry to winning is easily the biggest hype in sports. Richard Lally in The Enlightened Bracketologist. Every once in a while, you hear an expert that says team chemistry is overrated. You just write that person off. Hall of Fame baseball manager Tony La Russa. When my mother died suddenly at the age of 76, she and my father had been married 55 years. My father, who was 79 at the time of her death, had minor back problems and occasional memory lapses, but otherwise was pretty healthy. Soon, however, his appetite waned, and his mental acuity deteriorated. While doctors struggled to find anything wrong, his once broad shoulders became a wire hanger beneath his shirt. He was flummoxed by the telephone and remote control. And then, 9 months after we buried my mother, he died. The cause of death was the puzzling failure to thrive. I knew the term only in connection to babies, having remembered learning about so-called sterile orphanages in Europe at the turn of the century. To stop the spread of germs and disease, nurses were instructed to hang sterilized sheets between the cribs and to refrain from touching the babies, except to feed, clothe, and bathe them. Soon, the babies were sicker than ever. They ate less. They were more lethargic. Many contracted the very diseases the sterile practices were meant to prevent. Death rates soared to 75% at some orphanages. At one institution, every baby died. Similarly, hospitalized children, cut off from their parents for long stretches of time, often withered and died. Doctors were stumped. Not until the 1940s, when Austrian-American psychiatrist René Spitz began to study the case, did a theory begin to emerge. Babies need physical and social interaction to flourish. To test his hypothesis, he found two groups of babies to compare. One was being raised in an orphanage, the other in a women's prison. The orphans were essentially isolated in their cribs, with a lone nurse tasked with caring for seven babies.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?